Grabbing a quick bite from a fast food restaurant is the American way. There's more to those burgers and fries, as NPR's Madeline Brand found out.
About a quarter of the U.S. population, that's 70 million people, will eat a fast food meal today. By the end of the year, Americans will have spent more than $110 billion on burgers and fries, more than they'll spend on movies, books, magazines, newspapers, videos, and recorded music combined. This despite the fact that we know eating fast food isn't good for us. One meal of a burger, shake, and large fries can have more calories than the average person needs for the whole day. Why Americans consume so much fast food and how fast food has consumed American culture is the subject of Fast Food Nation, a new book by journalist Eric Schlosser.
The assignment originally came from Rolling Stone, and it was to look at America through its fast food. And I thought this was actually going to be a lighthearted assignment, and I was thinking it was going to be kind of a kitschy, interesting insight into American culture. And it was only as I investigated more and more that it turned into the dark side of the all-American meal.
Well, yeah, and in your introduction, you actually say you don't mean to suggest that fast food is solely responsible for every social problem in the U.S., but then you sort of paint the picture that it is at the center of all these bad things.
There are certain things that it's been fundamentally responsible for. If you were to look at the change in the American diet, for example, before World War II, pork was the most widely consumed meat in the United States. After World War II, with the rise of McDonald's and the other fast food chains, the hamburger and French fries became the all-American meal. And that's just had enormous implications for the people who eat that food, and also for the people who produce livestock and grow potatoes. So that would be one instance of the fast food chains just having a great impact.
And then you also go into things that we don't see, which is how the meat gets produced.
Yeah. In 1968, there were about 1,000 McDonald's. And today, worldwide, there are about 30,000 McDonald's. And that has an enormously different impact on agriculture, for example, because the fast food chains want everything to taste exactly the same everywhere. As they've gotten enormous, they need enormous suppliers. And that's fundamentally changed how beef is sold and processed in the United States and how potatoes are grown. But it's not something that's readily apparent, because when you get your hamburger and your fries, it looks just like a hamburger that you would have eaten 20 years ago. But it's actually a very different thing.
What is it?
It's a combination of many, many different animals in one patty. It used to be that ground beef was made in small regional processing facilities or at a butcher shop that would grind up, you know, maybe one animal. So there'd be pieces of one animal in a burger. Ground beef is now made at gigantic processing facilities in Colorado and Nebraska and Texas that produce up to 1 million pounds of it a day by grinding together thousands and thousands of different animals into this huge ground beef slew.
Obviously, that sounds disgusting, but why is that bad?
If you look at the new pathogens that we're dealing with and foodborne illnesses, if there are many, many, many different cattle in your burger, and just one of them happened to carry that pathogen, the odds are now greater that you'll get sick.
And you actually went into a slaughterhouse and saw what goes on.
And what was most disturbing to me was not how the animals were being treated, because a slaughterhouse is going to be unpleasant no matter where you go. But what was so striking was how the workers were being treated in these plants. Alongside the growth of the fast food industry, there's been a huge revolution in meatpacking. And what once was one of the highest paid industrial jobs is now one of the lowest paid. And watching the pace of work was just, it was incredible. There are hundreds of people working very close to one another with very sharp knives at a speed that really lends itself to injuries. A large proportion of the injuries that are now taking place are never even reported to the government, because there are a large number of recent immigrants and illegal immigrants who are too afraid to stand up and say what's happening.
One of the most interesting chapters, I thought, was this chapter on how the flavors are created. And I had no idea that the taste of a Whopper is actually made in a chemical factory along the New Jersey Turnpike.
Well, some of the taste, most likely. What people should realize is that fast food is some of the most heavily processed food that's sold in the United States. The food is manufactured and then frozen or freeze-dried or canned so that as little work needs to be done at the actual restaurant. Now, the problem is, when you process food, you destroy much of its flavor. So a whole new industry has risen up, and mainly in New Jersey, along the New Jersey Turnpike, and it manufactures most of the flavor for most of the fast food that we eat. They manufacture these chemical additives out of a long list of really strange-sounding chemicals. And when they add them to the food, and you chew the food, it releases an aroma, and the aroma is very reminiscent of what you're eating. It's what brings it back to life and makes it taste like what you think it should taste like.
So is that the secret to the good taste of those McDonald's fries?
Well, you know, that's one of the things I write about in the book. I mean, McDonald's fries are really widely known to be the best. And they use very good potatoes at McDonald's, and they use highly complex fryers, and they time it perfectly, and that really helps. But McDonald's just has this extra something to it. And if you look at the list of ingredients in their fries, it's the phrase natural flavors at the end. McDonald's will acknowledge that it comes from, quote, animal products, unquote, though they won't say which animal. Most likely it's the subtle taste of beef.
Why do we keep going to McDonald's? Everybody knows that it's high in fat and not good for you, and yet a quarter of Americans eat at McDonald's every day.
The food tastes really good. It's been carefully designed to taste good. It's inexpensive. It's fast. And McDonald's has spent billions of dollars marketing it to people when they're children. And the tastes that we acquire as children are with us for the rest of our lives, whether we give in to them or whether we resist them.
You said you used to eat fast food all the time. Do you still eat it?
I personally have kicked the habit for the time being.
Eric Schlosser is the author of Fast Food Nation, The Dark Side of the American Meal. I'm Madeline Brand.